As a science communicator, I use words and pictures to tell stories about how scientists go from hypothesis to experiment and from experiment to theory. But some days, that's just not enough. Some days, there's only one way to truly express what's at the heart of a research project. I'm speaking, of course, about interpretive dance. Today, the winners were announced from Science Magazine's 4th annual Dance Your PhD contest. Prizes are awarded in 4 categories: physics, chemistry, biology, and social science. The winners from each category receive $500, except for the best overall winner, who gets $1,000 and a free trip to Belgium. The rules are simple. You have to be a current or former PhD student, and you have to submit a video of yourself dancing out the concept of your PhD. That's what Emma Ware did. She recently completed a PhD from Queen's University, and she is this year's champion in the social science category. Emma Ware, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, it strikes me that not only are you already a dancer, you dance in your spare time, but your actual research project focuses on how animals communicate with each other through motion. It's almost as though this contest was designed specifically for you.
Yeah, I was extremely excited when I found out about it probably about a year ago, because definitely my two sort of passions in life are dance and science, and so this was a perfect sort of colliding of two worlds for me.
How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing probably since I was about 10 years old, I guess. The type of dance I've done has changed over time.
Yeah, it actually seems like you combine a few different styles in your video.
The idea was to do sort of what we call lyrical b-boy, sort of lyrical breakdancing. So my boyfriend and I, who's the guy in the video that's dancing with me, we met in like a hip-hop breakdance group. So he does breakdancing, and in order to make it more sort of about the courtship interaction and make my part more feminine, I did more of sort of a contemporary sort of twist with a few breakdance moves in there, I guess.
Now, this is all based on your research with pigeons. Can you tell me a bit about what you studied?
Traditionally, animal social interactions have been sort of thought about with this stimulus release model, which means that an animal sort of sees a set of cues and just reacts to it. So what we were testing is whether social interaction is a bit more than that, whether sort of the timing of your partner's response and the spacing and sort of the dynamics of the interaction actually matter, like the social interactivity. So that's what we were trying to find out with these pigeons by showing them either a live partner or a video that was pre-recorded of that same partner. And so we looked for behavioral differences in the response to those two stimuli, and we were able to determine that the social dynamics do matter and their interaction is very interactive.
So does that mean a male pigeon can tell the difference between a real partner and a videotaped one, a fake?
That's sort of one conclusion. We've shown with the experiment that their behavior changes. The male pigeon sort of, there's sort of behavioral effects depending on whether he's interacting with a live female or whether he's interacting with a pre-recorded female. But just because his behavior changes doesn't necessarily mean he sort of psychologically knows that his female isn't responding. It might be something more basic, more like just the dynamics of the interaction didn't work out, and it subsequently affected his behavior.
Oh, I see. So he's looking for certain reactions from her, and if he doesn't get those, that's going to impact what signals he gives off.
Right. But like one sort of interpretation is that he really does look for a sort of responsiveness from his partner. So it's sort of like based in his psychology that he really understands the interaction. And then the other interpretation is that it's more not about that he sort of consciously understands the interaction or that he's aware of the interaction, but rather that just the dynamics sort of don't work out optimally and it just sort of falls apart.
What kind of movements are we talking about exactly? I mean, everyone's seen, you know, pigeons walking along the street, but do they act differently when they're communicating with each other? What do the movements look like?
Yeah, well, there's a little clip at the end of the video that shows them interacting with each other. So what they do is they interact with what people call the circle walking dance. So they walk in circles, sometimes more like figure eights. They bob their heads, they drag their tails, and they coo. Those are sort of the main parts of their display. And this visual display is not only used in courtship, but you also see it between, you know, same-sex partners in sort of rivalry interactions. So it's a really multifunctional, all-purpose communication medium.
So it's more than just a mating dance.
It is more than just a mating dance. It's sort of all-purpose for them.
Okay, so you've been working on that for several years. Your brain is full of pigeon movements. How do you go about interpreting that through your own dance? How did you come up with the concept?
We tried to make it somewhat pigeon-like by incorporating lots of sort of circular motions and spinning. And in terms of conveying the point of the experiment, we just decided to sort of start with a template of an interaction and then modify that template of the interaction just based on all the experimental manipulations that we did. So, I don't know, it just sort of unfolded. My boyfriend and I worked on it together, and we just sort of tried to create an interaction that was interesting to watch.
How long did it take you?
Probably about a week, maybe 2 weeks of choreography, just, you know, an hour every night or something like that. And to film it, it took an evening, and then to edit it took a whole night. I stayed up the whole night the day before the video was due, editing it.
One of my favorite things about the video is the costumes. How did you come up with those?
Yeah, well, we were thinking of doing sort of business-like formal wear with sort of a pigeon head on it. We were sort of inspired by, I don't know if you know that old Daft Punk video where there's a dog walking around in a business suit. Anyways, yeah, so I was trying to figure out what to wear as masks. I was thinking of making them for a while, but it turned out just the classic masquerade mask with the beak on it was perfect.
Well, certainly the judges seemed to like it. What do you think it was about your video that made it stand out above the rest?
Well, they judge it based on criteria, three things, based on creativity, science, and then the combination of creativity and science. I think one thing we did that not many other videos did was to actually take the viewer through the steps of the experiment rather than just creating a representation of the phenomenon that they were studying. So we sort of just took them through the conditions of the experiment with dance, which probably scored us points with the science side of things. And then with the dance side of things, we just tried our best to make it creative and interesting.
All right. Well, so you've won. You've got $500. What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know. Probably just pay my rent, to be quite honest. Yeah, right now I'm sort of in transition. I'm trying to get into medical school, actually. I've decided that I would like to go to med school instead of sort of pursuing academia. So I definitely need the money just to sort of pay rent and, you know, support myself in the meantime until I really get my career started.
Well, this is certainly something to put on your resume.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, well, congratulations once again, and thanks for telling me about your experience.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your interest.
Emma Ware is this year's winner in the social science category of Science Magazine's Dance Your PhD contest. The winning videos are up at sciencemag.org, although you might have to do a little searching. And if you want to see all 55 videos from this year's participants, go to gonzolabs.org/dance/videos.